Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Macbeth United, written by Michael Rosen and read by Ewan Goddard. Elgin Radio, a small local radio station. It's housed in an office block in the centre of town. It was once modern-looking, all glass, steel and bold blue colours. But everything seems to have faded, and there are the first signs of neglect. A crack in a ceiling here, a peeling bit of wallpaper there, the odd broken tile on the floor. Mike LaRose is one of the main anchormen at the station. He's in his 50s, rather full of himself, thinks he knows everything. And he rather enjoys having a dig at any of the younger people at the station, especially Kostas. Kostas is the youngest and keenest on Elgin Radio, working long hours, often for free. Mike. This is me, Mike LaRose, with you on Elgin Radio. I'm with you here in the studio, but looking out at the outside world, the glorious Elgin Radio car park, and I can see it's pretty chilly out there. One person who'll know all about the weather is our sports correspondent and the maker of the worst cup of tea in Elgin Radio, Kostas. Kostas, dear listeners, is at a very special match between the two top youth teams in the city. Kostas. A chilly day indeed, Mike, and I'm here without my thermal undies. Mike. Don't think we need to know that, Kostas. Talk us through the match. This is a Youth Cup final, but today these are very special youth teams, am I right? Kostas. You're always right, Mike. And it is special because these two teams, like all the other teams in this tournament, are run by the lads themselves. No adult coaches. This is a remarkable... Mike. Sorry to interrupt, Kostas, but let's concentrate on the game. How's it going? What's happening as we approach the end of the match? Kostas. Well, Mike, yes, as you say, we're into the last few minutes and this game really could go either way. Top team, North Road, full of promise and poise. They have had most of the possession, but Shotfield, a team packed with talent, have looked dangerous on the break. I thought Shotfield were going to miss Duncan, their team captain, player manager, call it how you like, but not at all.